Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wiki Curiosity Media or its affiliates. Wiki Curiosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. With me broadcasting from his home studio is my boy, Jesse Lives. Jesse Lives, say hello to everybody.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? What's the good word today?
What's going on with you, boy?
Yeah, y'all gonna have to get used to that. You never know what you're gonna get from me. Some days you're gonna get a high. The other days I'm gonna ask you a bunch of questions about shit you don't want me to ask you questions about. So that's just me dealing with it. Hey, just imagine having to deal with me every day. You don't know what you're gonna get. Me, it's an adventure. I'm good, man. I got a bunch of life is good right now. I mean, even if I could say there were bad things. There are things that are making me have to evolve and get better as a person. So shit, life is grand for me. I'm great. Did I say I'm great? Yeah, I'm great.
Well, it's good. It's good. Hell yeah. I got some changes that may be coming. I got a job offer for another company. To come in as the sales manager position, and then transition into the service manager position for tire discounters. So
go.
Everybody
needs tires.
He told me to take the weekend and think about it. He's going to call me Monday, and just to let him know my decision. There's a lot of pros and cons to the situation. First con is having to get my big fat ass up early because I don't believe anybody needs to be up before Jesus. So that's going to be rough getting up early because for the last 15 years now I've had an evening shift job. So
right.
But there's a lot of pluses, like being able to be home in the evening times with my lady. So, that's going to be a nice big change and spending more time. And, we've been, it's a little over a year and a half now. And I kept telling her, it's not always going to be like this. It's not always going to be like this. Something's going to happen and, I'll get a normal shift job and everything. So it's maybe the opportunity for it. I'm not 100% sold on the idea yet, but, I'm going to talk with him Monday. There's a couple little questions I want to crank out.
Right. Well, how much freedom do you get? What will you have if you take the new position?
Because
I don't think a lot of us account for that,
What do you mean freedom?
Like, okay, you go from one position where you answer to someone, right?
Oh.
I don't know what this new position is where if you're the person they answer to, that gives you a lot more free. Like the job, you have more freedom not to be bossed around. So that makes the work day easier because you're the dictator at that point. And it doesn't,
right.
It doesn't have to be a bad or a good way. But the pressure is different because you don't have somebody over your shoulder because you're the person over their shoulder. So, I always look at the world like this. There's, you know, there's multiple forms of currency that we don't, but we only talk about money, but we don't realize how many other forms of currency that we use every day that we don't get back. And so for me, like, freedom to have peace of mind is important to me. So that's a currency. And like, if you can give me that currency, we can actually talk different dollar amounts just for the sake of the freedom I have to do what I want to do without toxic or somebody micromanaging or so on and so forth. Like, I've actually taken deals for less money because I have more freedom to do what the fuck I wanted to do. So, but that's just my perspective. So that's the freedom I'm talking about. Maybe you don't have the freedom of time off, but you have the freedom of you get to control your work day.
Yeah, it's so basically both manager positions are working manager positions, the sales manager or the service manager. So, you know, there's still going to be a little bit of workload involved, but a lot of it is just going to be setting up jobs for, you know, the technicians that are underneath me, from what I understand. But yeah, you know, I pitch in, help out, you know, help throw on a set of tires and stuff like that. Basically a lot of it is just going to be, I'm not working in heavy duty, you know, trucks anymore. So there's not going to be that crawling around on the concrete. There's not going to be all that, you know, heavy workload, wear and tear on my body and everything. And, you know, so that in itself is a big factor right there on things.
Yes, love.
Just
love.
Not having to, you know, I'm hoping, you know, I'm not going to wake up ass sore, you know, as I do all the time, and just pain and random. All of a sudden, something's fucking hurting, and I don't know why, you know, because I've done something to it at work. Another thing is oil changes. You know how aggravating it is to do a fucking oil change on a big rig? It's not hard.
I can't imagine.
It's aggravating, and you don't get shit pay for it. So there's that. Not having to do road calls. I'm not going to be on the side of the interstate anymore, you know. Changing tires and all that stuff because all my work comes to me. I don't have to go out to it. You know, so there's a lot of differences in the job versus what I'm doing now. But I'm just, you know, I'm just ready to be up in management. You know, I've, you know, almost 20 years, you know, being the technician and being the guy on the floor and just being the grunt. And I'm just tired of being the grunt, you know. And the company I'm with now is obviously not going to make any attempts for me to move up and do better, like 7 years with them, even though my repeated attempts to want to move forward. So I'm just, fuck it. I was aggravated the other night. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning and I was on Indeed scrolling around, checking shit out. And then I seen that and I was like, fuck it. I applied. You know, guy called me back Wednesday, and I guess he was done with all of his interviews for the position, and, you know, said he wants to put me on. So he's going to, from what I understand, he's going to put me in the sales manager position to get me into the company and get me kind of acquainted with how things need to go. And then when an opening opens up, because there's like 7 locations or whatever, you know, in my general area, you know, you know, he put me into a service manager position. So, and if I heard him correctly, he's going to pay me the service manager pay, starting out.
That's what you heard. Well, be sure to bring that back up.
Yeah. That's definitely a point I need to bring up. I believe that's what he said. But a lot of it's commission based, which I'm commissioned right now. So they have what they call spiffs, and, you know, it's, you know, all these little spiffs on every single job, you know, not just certain things. It's every single job, you know, has certain spiffs that you do and upsells and everything like that. So you do that, and he's like, the bonuses that come in are split up between the 3 managers. The store manager, then the service manager, and then the sales manager. Excuse me. So all the bonuses, and he's like, with a good, you know, working shop and every, you know, things that go smoothly. He says it's like working 4 weeks and getting paid for six. So every third week of the month, you get the bonus check from the previous month. So he's like, there's no reason why you can't be up in that range. Cause I told him, you know, about what I wanted, you know, I know what I can make as a technician and, you know, I know I want, you know, I wasn't going to take a pay cut, you know? So
he says
with the, you know, the bonuses and stuff like that and the commissions and everything, he says, there's no reason why you can't be up in that pay area, you know? So a little nervous, you know, it's a big step forward, you know, excited at the same time. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
But if you don't get into things to advance, then what are you doing it for? You know, then you're just a hamster on hamster wheel. You don't want to be that guy.
Exactly. And that's what I tried to tell one of my bosses I'm really cool with, and he already knows that I may be moving. So I was like, I just feel like I've plateaued, man. Like I'm not doing anything. You know, the big boss is not making any attempts to further, you know, my direction and everything like that. So, like, fuck it. You know, I'm not going to sit there and try. So, and I feel like this company's got some shit against me, you know, because I have worked at four different locations and was fired from one of them. And, a GM position had opened up at the site across the street from mine. And like, I didn't even get even though I applied for it, I didn't even get an interview for it. So,
like,
how come I didn't even get an interview? Like,
right,
you know,
right.
So,
it's about keeping a grin a grunt. You know what I mean? That's the game. You keep that's, you know what? That's capitalism at its finest. Keep the hardworking people at the bottom. So so-called rich, lazy, non-working people can stay where they are. So
right.
You got to make your – if I give my parents anything in life, they never made anything easy for me, and I'm not saying nobody else did. But I was always taught you got to go take your opportunities. You know what I mean? So that's what you did. You took an opportunity. You stopped asking and started just, hey, this is – this is what I want.
Yep.
Somebody going to give it to me. Either you're going to give it to me or they're going to give it to me. Somebody make a choice. But
yeah.
That was probably the smartest thing you ever did.
And that's kind of what my girlfriend said, because she was like, obviously that man sees something in you to offer you this position that your current company is not seeing and is bypassing.
Right.
So, you know, and that really kind of, you know, kind of made sense. So.
Yeah, it's all a perspective game when you really start. It's like when you block out all the noise. And I think that's what it is. Like, you know, you put so much time into some things, and but you got to realize you're people may like you, but that doesn't mean you're not still just a number to them.
Right.
And that's a very hard reality, because it's just like, you know what? I feel like we learned that in like elementary school and like preschool. Like, if you do the hard work, you'll get the gold star. That's not how the real world works. You can do the hard work and just, hey, what do we got for you? More hard work, sucker. I'm proud of you, bro. I mean, because that's a way to take the bull by the horns and just push your destiny in your own hands.
Yeah.
So if you decide not to move on, you still put people on notice, like, bro, I could, you know, leave this motherfucker one day.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Powerful.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm – like I said, you know, I'm still not 100%. I'm about 60-40 on it right now. You know, I'm sure time I get done talking to him, you know, Monday, I'm hoping, you know, I'll be completely satisfied with what's going to happen. And, you know, I'll give him the go ahead and I'll be turning in my 2-week notice. So it is what it is. But ladies and gentlemen, we have an absolute incredible show for you tonight. First off, I want to preface this with, this is our first female rapper artist, you know, on the show. Katana Dadon. She you know her better than I, so I'm gonna let you do the introduction here. I'm excited
like
about it.
Yes, she is a female artist, but for me personally, I don't care about none of that. I just know that she is a fucking beast of a lyricist. You see what I'm
right.
saying? So for me, like, that is, it's crazy that you brought that up, but I wasn't even thinking like that when I reached out to her to book her on the show. I just was like, I want to, on this season, I just want to book the animals. And, you know, yeah, we'll fill it in at certain spaces, you know, other artists that are dope artists. But you know, everybody, if you've been listening to the show, you know how I feel about lyricism and things like that. So this is one of those animals. This is one of those people that, like, I've seen her out-rap motherfuckers. And that's saying a lot.
Hell yeah.
Especially in an age where we got motherfuckers who actually want to make excuses about not freestyling and I don't write bars, I write songs and all that cornball shit you motherfuckers who shouldn't be rapping say. Anybody who has the balls and the fucking gall to step into a cipher and not only spit something but literally throw their fucking weight around, I'm going to hold them on a whole different pedestal, and Katana the Don is one of those people. And even the camp, the people she surrounds herself with are those kind of animals too. So it just says a lot that she's respected. Like, we could go down the list of the artists she's respected by lyrically, and those guys are a problem themselves. So that says a lot, because most of your famous artists, your famous underground artists, don't have the respect that she does as an artist. And it ain't got nothing to do with her. It has nothing to do with who she is. It's all about how dope she is as a lyricist. Now, how many fucking rappers, male or female, can you say that about? It's very fucking
right.
few that you can actually
right.
say it was just nosh. This motherfucker's a beast, period. So, and we'll get more into her story, but that's where I stand when it comes to Katana the Don. And that's my story, and I'll stick it to it.
Hell yeah. Well, we've got a caller line, and I'm going to assume that this is her. I didn't get a number for, but I'm going to assume that this is her. So let's bring this person on and see if it's her.
My bad, I should have sent it to you.
Well,
hello,
up?
You're on the air.
You hear me out there?
Yes, it is.
How y'all doing?
We good. I was just singing your praises. That's what took us so long to chime you in.
Yeah, I heard that, man. I mean, thank you, man. I appreciate that because you a motherfucking beast. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that. I mean, we don't play my music very often on this show because I try not to make it about myself, which has been a bad habit of mine. But
yeah,
so,
you need to play that.
Yeah, so
I keep them grounded.
So to continue speaking, if I may, I met Katana when I was actually on tour. Another artist I met on the road. And the funny thing is, she actually opened up for me, which was I'm not even gonna say kind of a shock. I'm gonna say it was a shock because she's above opening up for me, in my opinion. So that's when I was like, yeah, I fuck with her. So I'm just being candid because I speak about artists in different categories, right? And I always say, if I was putting together like a team of just my crew against your crew, this will be one of the artists I would go recruit.
Well,
just
damn,
on the
man.
Sake of, well, let's be honest, Katana. I've outside of meeting you, and we had this discussion, I've watched you destroy ciphers that I haven't even got a chance to get in yet. So that tells me all I need to know about you.
You talking about that,
you know,
Marston House?
That says a lot because I don't see a lot of motherfucking shit to bed in Marston House. And you know, like I know, Marston House is not a good, it's not an easy room to get into.
Nah. Yeah, that was a dope ass experience right there.
I just want to say this. Me and Jesse are FaceTiming right now, and like he's not even sitting down in his chair. This man is up and he's walking around and he's animated and he's talking with his hands because he is super fucking excited to talk to you right now. So this is awesome.
Hey, I'm a rapper's rapper. I can't help but love rapper because they make me have to be me. And so anytime I get in a room or get around other rappers, where I'm like, fuck, that was bars. I have to reassess everything about my life at that point.
I can't even see his face anymore. He's up just walking around, just like he's talking with his hands and shit.
Hey, this is literally how I am about just hip-hop and lyricism. It's just, I can't sit still. It's just like, hey. And like I told you, I'm like, this is going to be a conversation because this individual on the phone with us right now is a fucking star, in my opinion.
Oh, wow.
I
appreciate that,
because,
man. You know what I'm saying? I think you a star. You feel me?
I appreciate that.
You know? Yeah.
But I just think that was out of just general respect for an artist. I don't even see that as you opened up for me. Because, like, even for the fact to say, yes, you are our first female artist on the show, like, I don't even see you as that. I just literally see you as just a fucking beast of a lyricist. So it didn't even dawn on me until Jay Boogie brought it up. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mean to cut you. Let me shut the fuck up. And so, the cat is shot.
This is her show, not your show.
Yeah, I know. But tell, introduce yourself to the Note by Note radio show fans, please.
My name is Katana the Don. You know what I'm saying? I was born in Cali. In Pittsburgh, California, you know what I mean, if you know about it.
Oh, shit.
And,
I
grew up in Minnesota.
I'm from San Jose.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I got a couple family members out there, you know what I mean? I got family members all over, but not in Southern Cali, like, not like L.A. or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just mostly around the Bay. Pittsburgh, Oakland, you know what I mean, around that area. But, yeah, now I'm in Colorado, you know what I'm saying? And I'm loving it out here. It's beautiful.
Hell, yeah.
So you grew up in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Minnesota.
So tell us about that.
I mean, Minnesota, you know, growing up as a dark-skinned black girl in Minnesota was a hell of an experience. Because, you know, you don't really fit into, you know, too many crowds. So, I had my little group of outcasts that I hung with, you feel me? So, I mean, it was mostly about, like, being mixed or white, you know what I mean? That was the big thing, you know what I mean? If you was a girl.
I think that's everywhere.
Like, if you was a dude, if you was a dude, like, you could be anything you wanted to. But, yeah, it was a hell of a shit. Yeah, I mean, you could be that too.
Hey,
nah, you could be that too. You could be that too a little bit. Somebody will take care of you, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but if you want anything of a decent caliber, you gotta have a little.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have a little change. A little change in your pocket.
A little bit. I mean. So. You said you had a crew of misfits that you hung out with.
Yeah.
How much does that influence you now as an artist?
Oh, man. I mean, not as much as it used to. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm kind of, like, far removed from that life like that. You know what I'm saying? So it was, like, stupid shit. Like, I realized later on doing stupid shit was just me, like, trying to cope with whatever it was that I went through in the past. You know what I mean? So I had to let all that shit go. You know what I mean? But it's, like, looking back on where I came from since then, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I was able to talk about those things, you know what I mean, and not keep them secret. You feel me? Like,
right.
Not be ashamed of the shit, you know. Can I cut
it? Makes you who you
want. I ask none of that shit.
This is an open conversation. This is like I always say, this is my way of having conversations with, I feel like, people or friends of mine that I never get to talk to on a regular basis. So
that's what's up.
So I have a question. Was there a lot of, I guess, pushback from you getting into, you know, doing music, being a female and stuff, and like in a male, predominantly male, you know, industry? Was,
I mean, at times, you know, it's like that. It's just going to be like that. Like, I mean, as a black woman, especially, and then, you know, I'm bisexual on top of that. Yeah, hey, it's going to be some pushback from about everybody. So. But, I mean, I expect it. So, you know, I had to push through that because, I mean, I proved it more so with my lyrics, with, you know, what I could come to the table with, you know. And you know, sometimes dudes would get mad, you know what I mean? I mean, I heard stories when I left the room about shit that would go down or be said, you know. But, I mean,
right,
that just made me feel like I was doing the right thing, you know.
Oh, yeah. If you're doing the right thing, you're going to piss somebody off. Ain't nobody going to be happy. Everybody is not going to be happy with your success. Haters are going to hate. And they're gonna feed on that and try to spread their toxic negativity to other people, you know. So that is really, you know, a good key sign that you're doing something right for real.
I don't even let it affect me. You know.
Well, that's good. That's good.
So my question is, I'm gonna give you a gem right now. This is my easy problem solver for any of that. It's always, can you out rap her?
Yeah.
Seriously. Can you? That's how I solve any argument. Can you out rap me though? Can you out rap him? He sucks. Can you out rap him? Can you out rap? That's how you solve that. Just straight. I promise it works because everybody gets stuck. Like even the moment when I just said it, everybody paused for a minute to think about it.
Right.
Literally, that's what you do with that. I mean, because at the end of the day, I feel like that's what it's got to be about. I mean, we've made it about everything else, but the element that is lyricism.
I don't know, Jesse. Can you out rap
everything else? Can I? If I ask him, yeah. But it would be a fight though. I would tell you right now, it would be a back and forth for sure. But for me, I want that violence because I got to get better. It's going to make me better. You see what I'm saying? But any lyricist you ask is going to tell you the same thing. Fuck it. No, I want that. Give me the best motherfucker in here. Like, fuck everybody else. I don't need no. Give me the fucking rapper. If you come to a Jesse Lynn show, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get rappers and not like rappers that rap for other rappers. You're going to get actual fucking unapologetic, unafraid. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Dos Effects, who want to battle? Like, you're going to get that.
Right.
Because like I said earlier, before we came in, we got people now that believe in it's okay not to freestyle. I don't write bars. I write songs. You got all these rappers talking about they don't do rapper shit.
Right.
Well, then why the fuck do I even want to even listen to you? Like, if we can't even, like, every song ever created came out of a freestyle. Did you not know that?
I'm not opposed to, you know, somebody who don't freestyle. You know, if you just write songs, that's what you do. Like, you stay in your lane. You feel me? Like, I'm not opposed.
As long as you stay in your lane.
But even when they're writing them songs, I feel like they're still freestyling. And so for me, I think it's now this is, once again, this is just my opinion, but who the fuck am I? I think motherfuckers are more afraid of looking bad because whatever they put out isn't perfect than just, nah, bro, this is just what I got right now. You know what I mean? Here, let me, because it's the exercise. I mean, I'm afraid, because you get to really see how people's mind works when their shit isn't perfect. And that's
true.
I don't know, I'm being super
right where your head
is. That's just me. Right.
Yeah, because, like, I really, like, talked about whatever was going on in my day in a freestyle before. You know what I mean? And I really wanted to, but it just came out like that. You know what I mean? Like, whatever was on my mind, like, I just started talking about it. You know what I mean? Kind of expose yourself.
Right.
But, I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a pure moment, you know, because that's, that's you in that moment. And I don't know. I just feel like we're so far removed from keeping it real and keeping it honest because of the judgment of things. Like, oh, she, like, for example, she's a female rapper. To me, what the fuck does that matter if you can't out rap her? Like, if she's actually better than you, what does it matter? And we get so caught up in that.
True.
I don't know. I can go on my No. Because it's one of those things that it has nothing to do with you. It's true.
I was just excited there was
it's
a female artist. That's all.
Right. And I know I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying, but in regards to the subject itself, I mean, to me, a rapper's a rapper. A lyricist is a lyricist, in my opinion. And sometimes
right.
I think it's not. I think it's unfair because as soon as you put the female rapper, there's always like, oh, it's a girl rapping. So I'm just saying, you know how we are as men. We're automatically, I'm like, I ain't trying to hear what that bitch talking about. It's automatically that immature male ego shit. Shit, nah, I'm like, good.
I think that's the boss shit. I think that's boss shit, for real.
For real.
I don't think of it like that. Like, there's a lot of, you know, female artists in you know, all genres that I listen to and I love and everything like that. So, like, yeah, a female rapper, and I'm not talking about some fucking Nicki Minaj shit, and I'm not trying to knock her or anything like that. I mean, there's a lot of sex sales in fucking, you know, the music industry, especially when it comes to women or whatever, you know, like, to have, like, to have a chick fucking just get up there and just fucking spit some shit, like, it's fucking wild, you know, and I love that shit. So, you know, and that's why I'm so excited about this.
Yeah,
it is different.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Always.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And if we're honest, let's just be really, really honest. The female rappers are out rapping the male rappers right now.
A lot of them are.
I'm grouping because as a man, I'm a group myself in this category. We are putting out fucking trash lately, and it's been that way for a couple of years now. Am I lying?
I mean, a lot of people, you know, over this past, you know, period of time where it was the big thing with Kanye and Drake, and it was okay. I mean, I listened to both of them, but they was all right. And, you know, like the big, big people, you know what I mean, like Meek Mill and all those types of people, I mean, it's okay. You know what I mean? I'm waiting on some Kendrick, you know. Cole was cool. I like some of that, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's some good stuff, but I mean, I don't really like focus in on the garbage, you know what I mean? I have to mess your ear up, you know. I have to focus in on what's good to me. But I'll listen to anything, though, really. You know, I'll listen to anything. Like, you know, even though it might be taboo, I listen to Lil Uzi Vert and 21 Savage, too. You feel me? Because I like some dumb shit sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Just like I used to listen to, you know, we like the cars that go boom. That shit didn't make no sense. But, it, you know, I still like it.
Tigra and Bunny. Tigra and Bunny in the building.
It just depends on the mood.
I'm saying,
you know what
I
mean?
If you don't... I ain't mad at that. If you don't know, you might not have grown up in the hood if you don't know about Tigra and Bunny. Like...
Yeah. So I've got a question. What was there a moment or, you know, an event or something that, you know, happened, you know, that you said, you know, I'm going to do music. You know, is there something that just clicked in your brain and you said, you know, that's what I'm going to do?
I think, you know, I went to this like this music expo that a friend of me named Ty had put me on to. I played a couple of things and, you know, I got a couple of connections. So I went there and, you know, I was invited in and somebody wanted somebody that rapped like Lil' Kemp at the time. And they paid me, like, they gave me a check that day. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and try this out.
Okay. Yeah.
So that was, I started going there recording, you know, a double album, like a rap and a R&B album. And that's really what set it off for me. But I've been making music, you know, since I was like 9 or 10 years old, you know. I just didn't really think, okay, you know, I'm going to really take this serious or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't think that, you know, I didn't think it was important enough. Like, I didn't see myself as, you know,
right. You didn't think the hip-hop would take you this far.
Yeah. No, I really didn't think that. And it was like an overall thing where it was like, okay, people like my sound. You know, I'll continue to do this. But I love it, too. You know, so I just make music anyway. I got like 5 albums right now that I could start putting out periodically. And I am. But, you know, I always got music on deck, you know. So that's just how it comes to me, you know.
I think that's the weird thing about lyricists, because we are hoarders of our own shit. Because I know I got a lot of things, and I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, I got a friend. What's up?
No, go
ahead. A friend of mine told me, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to put this shit out. You just got to put this shit out. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to die with this shit just sitting on your hard drive. Put the shit out. So that's what I'm doing. That's the only thing I can do.
I got the same talking to. My friend told me, stop hoarding this shit like you ain't going to write no more dope shit. What kind of weirdo shit is that? You know, I got you got all this shit right here that you planned for me, and like, this shit's from 2011. Why you holding this like you ain't never going to write nothing?
Man.
This shit's from 2015. Like, you wrote this tweet. Like, well, bro, but ain't nobody trying to hear this shit right now. How do you know? Like, this, yeah, I don't, you know, but I guess that's when you're your own worst critic.
Yes, always. Always, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, it's not ready yet, that type of shit.
Me too. Don't feel bad. I'm guilty of the same shit.
Right.
Because
we artists.
You say that,
you know?
I don't feel so bad about myself.
No, we artists. That's how we are. Like, you got to tweak this and that, and then it'll be cool. But until this and that is done, fuck it. I ain't putting that shit out. That's what we do.
So you're stationed in, well, not stationed, you live in Colorado right now, correct?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah, Aurora.
How is that scene, in your opinion?
I mean, you know, when I first got here, you know what I'm saying, I started to move around a lot more, like when I was in Colorado Springs, and I did some stuff in Denver, and then I was supposed to go on a little tour and stuff, and then the whole COVID thing happened. So now I'm in a band, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, fire.
And yeah, and so, you know, I kind of am still doing hip-hop. I mean, it is what it is with that. But I'm actually, like, you know, recording and mixing our album. And then I have a rap, was hip hop influenced rock album that I put together with a producer called Phantom. I mean, not with him, but I bought his beats. You feel me? you know what I mean? So, but yeah, I mean, you know, I'm dipping a toe in the rock and roll. You know what I'm saying? Because I always loved rock and roll. Like, I was a big '90s rock and roll fan. Like,
hell,
you
yeah.
know, Nirvana,
hell, yeah.
Pearl Jam, and shit like
fuck
that.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean? And you know, I really was dipping into it because, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't see like black faces, you know, in rock and roll. And
true.
you know, we did invent that, you know what I mean? And it made me really look into, like, why, how did this happen, you know what I'm saying? And why did we let that go? Right. So, like, if my take on rock and roll is more like, what would black people, you know, like, how would black people's perspective be on rock and roll now? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what and it's infused with 80s and 90s too, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I was influenced by all those artists, like, you know, from back in the day, like Pat Benatar or like The Cars and stuff like that. Billy Idol was one of my favorites. I used to do a little imitation of him and shit when I was,
all right.
was a kid and shit. But, you know, as I grew older, like, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers and shit like that, and I didn't see the black faces as much, like, you know, Living Color. They were the biggest black rock band at that
right.
time.
And
so,
I think, like,
I mean,
them, like,
I really,
Fishbone is the only group I've ever known.
Yeah.
The only
Fishbone,
two I've ever known.
Yeah. Of. Yeah. So it's like, how many people are you seeing out there on the forefront really representing that? You know what I mean? I think it's something that we should, you know, still claim. You know what I mean? It's a part of us. It's a part of our history. You know? So I just want to share that.
I
don't want to,
you
know, bring people back to that. Yeah. If I can.
I do not disagree.
Yeah.
That's fire. It's something, yeah. Ironically, and this is a, it's not even a confession now. It's actually, well, first of all, Jeremy, I told you she was something different and something special. I told you.
You did.
But that's something I've always wanted to tap into, but, like, it was always at a time where I had certain people around me that was, oh, that's fucking stupid. That's lame. Like, and so it's dope that you're doing it, because I feel like it goes, because the dopest concerts the dopest shows I've ever performed in were literally hip-hop rock shows.
Yeah.
It just fucking works for some reason. It just fucking runs your feet. Think about it works. It really does. But we're so scared about being corny, we don't want to tap into it.
But where do you think that growl comes from? You know what I'm saying? Like, that was from, you know,
right.
that pain. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
right.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe or, you know, Big One with Thornton. They was crying out in pain. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was, you know, grunting for a reason. So we still have that in us. We still going through a lot of shit. You know what I mean? And it just makes sense. But we put it in hip-hop. We could still put it in rock and roll and fuse those things, or, you know what I mean, mix and match with that.
Right.
Because it's all the same thing.
Right. True indeed.
Well,
so
I think with
is
all
that. Is that album out?
Excuse me?
Yeah. Is that album out yet?
I'm actually, like, working on, you know, preparing a couple of videos for it. I want to, you know, drop it where everything is set up correct. So it'll be this year, though.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I hadn't missed it. So, okay, that's good.
Oh,
but,
no, sir.
I was going to say, I think with that, I think we ought to, you know, introduce her music to the Note by Note fans.
Yes, let's do that. Yes, indeed. Feed the needy.
Yes, sir. What you going to play?
I was going to give you the option, which I usually do with the artists, you know, the first song that they want our listeners to hear. You know, so out of the three songs that you sent us, what would you prefer? We got Third Eye,
probably.
Let Me Know, and then Beautiful.
Beautiful. I think Beautiful.
That one? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is called Beautiful. It's with a V, everybody, view, like vision, eyes, beautiful.
Can I, like, introduce it? 'Cause, I mean,
absolutely. Please go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to Jay Havoc, you know, who produced this and, you know what I'm saying, sent me over, you know, the melody and his bars, like, just Acapulco, you know what I'm saying? And it was just, like, it touched me to the point where it was, like, it was so effortless to be a part of this, so... This is Beautiful Joe.
Beautiful Joe. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, We're going to play this song. Stick with us. We'll be right back in a few minutes, and we'll continue the conversation with Katana Dadan.
Drama in the ROC, got a hobby in J.O. to the E, but I somehow don't like me, so I love funky
beautiful Joe. Flow, killing them slow. Thought you should know the ninth wonder. All this thing like little brother. Got a glow like no other. Full of soul like Gil Scott. Ciphering with 2559. Woke since the days of the juice box. Hoorah, hoorah, who got next? All I want is super, super Force One on the Spotify playlist. Moves like Big Sean, eyes on A-list. Eyes need tests on the world as a war zone. Sensory overload, see it through your iPhone. Seeing is believing, don't let them change your vision. I'm a man on a mission from God. If they were listening, just a brother with the blues, trying to see green, but the cues were confused. Search for the cues, search for the clues, like the truth is out there. Even if the president don't care, even if the weight of the world was on top of my back, couldn't ignore the facts to feel good here. I've got a lot to lose, no fake news, yeah. You try to mess with mine, I'll throw dukes, yeah. I'll punch a Nazi, that is the American way. I mean, I thought that we were taking it to back in the day. I've got a lot to drink on my mind. Henny mixed with that soda, deal with trouble all the good time. We just trying to get over, feel that tingle up in my spine. When I think of the destination, I just came for the ride. Never dwell on the reparations, yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I just came for the ride.
Closure. I don't think it's getting any closer. This matrix full of heat and exposure. These fake leaders, I need exposure. Why you looking at pay on a poser? Now I'll make you any more of a soldier. Sometimes I wonder if the curse put bullshit first. Where the drama got a nurse, rather spit it on a purse. But you still go to church, every Sunday came in. Sunday is the one that I raise the anguish. And you act like you're feeling like your life ain't shit. Getting up, that's a fact, but you don't say shit. Everybody in the now, I don't pick the language. If it wasn't a revision, then how could I paint it? I can't have a half smile, cause the truth is a gift. Everybody need to get instead of passing judgment. Shit, pretending on some, I'm just trying to spread love shit. Your Instagram pretty, but spirit, but plug in. Love this, looking for your daddy, hitting wrong quick. Putting down other women, cause your life ain't worth living. Can't never compliment them, still on some young shit. We can't have a female president, it's evident we clashing. Always on some jealous shit, living with no passion. We'd rather be Kardashian.
Got a lot to fuck with my love. Keeping it all done here with trouble all the time. So it's hard to be sober, feel that tingle up in my blood. When I think of the destination, I just can't put it right. Never dwell on the reparations, yeah.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. With me broadcasting from his home studio is my boy Jesse Lives. Jesse, say hello to everybody.
Pew, 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 pew. That's fire.
On air with us tonight is Katana the Don. Katana, tell us about that song.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's trying to find that little escape from reality, what's going on, like, you know what I'm saying? Being attached with our past and knowing how everything happened to us and not really wanting to keep that attachment in that same way, you know what I mean? Just trying to forget some kind of way. So he was drinking and I was smoking. You know?
Yeah,
that's usually how I get passed out.
What's that?
I said that's usually how I get passed out. One or the
yeah.
other.
Yeah, one or the other. Or I mean, if it's cool. It could be some other shit, but if it's cool, just those two pop up.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So also to iterate on something, you also sing, correct?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what we just heard.
A little
you know,
rock
heard.
And roll. Yeah.
Right, but I just want to put it out there that not only is she a dope-ass lyricist, the girl got pipes. So that's that trifecta right there, because I can't sing to save my life. So you're going to get a good one-note harmony out of me. So,
yeah. You tried.
Yeah. I've tried, but I just know I'm a firm believer in sticking to what I'm good at. Now, don't get me wrong. I can harmony my way through a hook where you wouldn't know that. But when I talk about singing, I'm talking about a hook that, okay, what key are we in, right, and just going and knock it down. I've been in the studio with actual singers and people who actually have been given that God-given talent. I ain't that. But can I make it sound good? Yes.
Right.
That's why I do
it. Don't expect no riffs from me, goddammit.
That's why I do a lot of hip hop when I do karaoke, because I can't sing, so I don't do a lot of songs. I do a lot of hip hop because you're not a
well,
bunch of
singing. Do you do sober karaoke or?
Do I do sober karaoke?
Yeah.
I mean, depends on what time of the night you see me on stage.
Because if you're a little tipsy, I mean, you can sing anything.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's my favorite bar is a karaoke bar, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday that's what it's all about, karaoke night. And so I like get up there and you know, like to do my thing. There's a few songs that I sing, but there's not a whole bunch of singing with them, like Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit. It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up.
Yeah, I mean, that's still kind of rapping. That's still rapping.
And then Charlie Daniels, Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not like singing, you know. Yeah. It's just kind of a raspy talk. So that's easy for me to get away with, Bad to the Bone by George Thurgood. Oh yeah, well, I mean, I'm just glad it's at a bar singing. You know what I'm saying? Like, like everybody's drinking, so you know I sound better already because everybody's drinking.
Right.
So just don't.
So everything sounds good when you're drunk. Think about how many bad drunk decisions have been made in life. Everything's even liquor tastes better when you're drunk. So it's all wrong. Everything's a lie at that point.
I mean, I can't even count the amount of bad decisions I've made. A little too much rum, you know what I mean? Tequila, those two. They always do it.
Tequila makes your clothes fall off.
For real. That's funny. So what else? There's so many. I mean, there's so many topics we could touch. I just don't want to get away from the music. Well, shit. Who do you consider a hell of a lyricist?
Ooh. Besides Jesse.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's what he's fishing for. He's fishing for a compliment.
Oh, no, I don't even put myself in the category that I feel she's gonna go into. So I don't even consider myself in that category. I'm a weirdo like that because I'm just like, yeah, I'm not like them. I'm kind of doing my thing over here. So, but yeah.
I mean, of course, you know, Kendrick. You know what I mean? You know, like now or overall? You know what I'm saying?
Overall, just like who? What is, when you need to hear something that's going to give you some kind of inspiration or just make you really process, what do you go to?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess I would say like Kendrick, you know what I'm saying? And I go back like a little DJ Quick or, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, especially for like production and stuff like that. Of course, Dr. Dre and stuff like that. But I mean,
uh-huh.
Yeah. For lyrics, I loved Rod Digger. You know what I'm saying? She's an inspiring artist to me. You know what I mean? And,
I roll up next to you at a stoplight. What are you randomly playing in your car? What are you bumping?
Oh, well, that could be some completely different shit. You know what I'm saying? shit, I might be playing like Polo G or some shit. J. Cole, or, you know what I mean? I don't know. I listen to, like, a lot of random ass shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's not the typical, you know, what you would think I would hear, because I got different playlists. I go back to some Ludacris, you know. I love that
Ludacris
Red Man, Method Man. I love that Method Man, Red Man, Blackout album. So, you know what I mean? I still would spend that, like, for a minute. But,
okay.
You know, a little Eve, a little Kendall. You know, I take it back with the bitches. You know what I mean? I like.
I take it back with the bitches.
I like how they used to play. Hey,
I love how you said
I like
that.
How they used to play. Yeah, yeah.
She was so smooth that she's like, I take it back for the bitches.
Yeah. I ain't mad at that. But hey.
Hell yeah.
You got to search for your inspiration.
Right, but that's the time I like. Yeah.
So, you brought up Kendrick a few times, and I'm just gonna say, like, I'm a huge fan of K-Dot myself, and I'm afraid for whatever this new album. I am afraid. So this man has been quiet for too long, and you know, quiet for animal rappers is a dangerous thing. When they come back, it's like, where the fuck did you get that at? Is that a tank on the back of an elephant? Yeah.
That's true.
I'm sorry, but I mean, that man has been quiet for too long.
The only thing that scares me is like the end of that Baby Keem song where he was just like, top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning. Like, I'm like, I don't know if he was just going to start doing that or... If he was just playing. Yeah. That's the only thing I was like, But, I mean, that verse was cool, but it wasn't like his song. So I think he was just kind of chilling on the verse, you know, hopefully.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
and maybe that just may have been music politics where it was one of those, the label said, we need you to do this.
Because
he is in that space. Oh, it's his cousin.
No, that's,
his
cousin.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, of course he's going to get on.
Or maybe it's a setup or something. I mean, they're good at that. Kind of leaving the breadcrumbs. And I mean, because both of his albums kind of had that. They had that whole, especially Damn, it had that whole, I'll leave you with something, but I'm going to basically drag this whole story through this whole album. So maybe it's that, or maybe that's some kind of roundabout. Now this is all speculation, conspiracy theory shit. I have no clue what I'm talking about. You know, This is just things we could do. With, this is one of the cool parts of hip-hop that we can assume what a creative person is doing. Maybe that's some weird roundabout way of paying homage to Nipsey, because, you know, that was one of his phrases personally that he used to say to people, you know, and being where Kendrick is from in Compton versus where Nipsey Hussle is from in L.A., that would be a big homage based on the neighborhood differences. I would hope he would put, being that this is his farewell album, because I get that's the assumption that he's leaving after this. I would hope that he gave us a Reasonable Doubt type album, or legendary type of album, being that it is his last Top Dog album. But who the fuck knows at this point? I mean, we're in an age where anything sells. I mean, we had a girl put out a song that basically said she was a cow, and now she's one of the highest artists in the world. So
true. That's facts. I mean, but you know, she stepped her game up. She not my cup of tea.
Who we talking about here? I missed something.
Doja Cat.
Oh, Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Talent's not. Don't get me wrong. She's talented, but like, she basically. There's a lot of artists that are doing that. That are literally putting out trash to prove that anything will sell. Like Nick Cannon has a character, I think, called like Harlem Pain or Harlem Grizzly or something. And he's just doing a parody of a mumble rapper. But it's working.
Yeah.
Like, it's believable.
I've seen that. Like, so, is he actually selling songs? Or he got
songs? Like, that's his. Yeah. It's a whole character he came up with that's an artist. But you know it's Nick. But if Nick was just a hardcore rapper, rappity rap, if he was all the ignorant shit that a rapper could be, that's character that Nick created. And there's a few other people that created parody of, bro, we're in an age now where commercial-wise, you can really put out anything. If the beat's jamming and it's repetitive enough and catchy enough, it's going to go.
That's facts.
It just is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm super interested to see, because I look at that part two, the marketing side of things, because I feel like the Drake and Kanye, going back to that, I feel like that beef was one of the longest marketing schemes that we've ever seen play out. I don't think them dudes ever had a problem with each other.
Right.
Because
the whole time they was in a group chat together.
Exactly.
I think a lot of those beefs are just what they for, just for building each other up, you know. You know, a lot of it's BS, I think, whatever, but hell, it fucking works, you know? I mean, because when you get people who are beefing, you know, so this person's mad at this person, I mean, people talk about it, you know? It makes fucking news, and, you know, like, it, you know, people talk about it, and that's all they want. They just want their names in your mouth. So you're thinking about them, you're thinking about their music and everything like that. So.
Right. So,
yeah, people love it.
And that's another thing, so. Yeah.
Sex and drama sell.
Yeah.
Period. So.
Right. But in regards to Kendrick Lamar and Top Dog as a company, they've really been at the forefront of this marketing game. Because think about before, what was it? What was the video where he was fucking floating? It's not We Gonna Be All Right. Is that We Gonna Be All Right?
Nah.
Is that All Right?
I thought that was that Damn?
Might have been. But like that, but the point of, think about how long, remember when the footage came out of him standing on top of the light pole? That came out months before that album. Like they've been outstanding at how they've strategically marketed all their art. Because like, we haven't heard from Ab Soul in a minute.
Right.
And then, so that's the whole other thing. And it's like, so Kendrick is leaving. They say it's always been rumored that Ab was the best rapper out of the whole camp. Is Kendrick leaving to make room? Like me and my boys, we have these whole conspiracy theories. Like, that would be dope, because Kendrick leaves, then it's kind of like Ab is next up, and then we finally get the real Ab Soul shit. And so,
right.
I'm just super curious to really see how. I just hope that it's one of their outstanding. I'm gonna make a word. Outstandingly put together marketing plans. I just hope it's just another one, because I feel like every time they roll out an album, they roll it out fucking perfectly. And that shit's hard to do if you ever put out an album, people. It's fucking hard to roll out have a perfect album rollout. Because it sucks. It sucks putting out an album. Because it's just like, please listen to my album. Please listen to my album.
How do you feel about how, like, they market other artists, like Isaiah Rashad? Like, do you think they, you know what I'm saying, push him out there? Like, what you think about him?
I don't think Isaiah needs it, because I think in the space he's in the age group he's in, that genre kind of pushes itself. Once they attach them, because that, I'll say, like, the 25 and under crowd, to me, they're the epitome of the cult fan base crowd. So once they got you. So
right.
All we got to do is basically make sure with him, I feel like they just got to just make sure that he's in the market and he's visible, and his fans will take it from there. And I think that's the one thing Drake has, the one power Drake truly has. His fans are gonna just, as long as you give his fans a whiff of it, they're gonna take it and run with it.
That's true.
He just has to be present enough. So I just think, because we're talking about, you know, the mainstream side of it, you know, the commercial side of it. And so there's all those different matrix and formulas that go into it. And you know, that's all about the different age groups and how they consume music. I think Kendrick, Asshole, I'm mad that I'm forgetting, fuck, J-Rock, ooh, forgive me.
Yeah.
I think they're attacking a older group, an older genre. So
right.
I feel like they have to push that, and their music is a bit more thought-provoking and controversial. So they have to strategically kind of build the. And let's be real, those are the flagship guys. Isaiah isn't exactly at the top of that roster. So he can stand to have some missteps right now. But when J-Rock drops, that's got to go. You know, when Schoolboy drops, that's got to go, because you know that the money has been invested into them. When Kendrick drops, that's got to go, especially with Kendrick, because Kendrick can't afford not to match all of his other critically acclaimed projects. And that's one of the downsides of putting out just dope shit that wins awards and stuff. Now you're expected to always match that shit. So I think the budgets have to be a lot heavier, and the pressure. I mean, because I've sat in these meetings where they will fucking tell these cats, okay, for us to even break even on your budget, you got to sell X amount of whatever.
Right.
And that's a whole other pressure. So when you see guys on the Eminem level, the Kendrick Lamar level, and you see them spazzing the fuck out, like no one really, or shit, Kanye, no one really understands the pressure that you are now under, because your success is kicking your ass.
Right.
Because now people are, they're telling you how much money you got to generate. They're telling you how many, because think about that. If you sat in a meeting and a motherfucker told you, you got to sell 600,000 copies just to make this make sense for us.
Man.
How the fuck, like, I to this day, I still don't know, well, how the fuck am I supposed to do that? Like,
I mean, you got to do some wild shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to do some wild shit. You got to, you know what I mean, make a spectacle of yourself. That's what the point is. You got to bring all your eyes on it. You got to figure it out.
You got to have a niche.
But I think with Isaiah, I think Isaiah is in a beautiful place, because I think his fan base is truly organic. And I think anyone in that class right there that grabbed their moment I just think they just got to just stay consistent in what they're doing and always just be available in the market for their customers because their customers are looking. Yeah.
Right.
Because it's different when your customers are thirsty for you and when it's almost like – so, for example, if Jay-Z put out a new album, the expectation on it would be so high that they would have to, like, force feed it into the market like they do with, like, Drake and Wayne and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Because you know this motherfucker is going to be talking about billionaire, black excellence, fuck the man, and this is how you do it.
Yeah.
So the age group that hunts for music right now, they don't want to hear that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear that fight the power shit. Yeah.
No. They want to hear, you know what they want to hear. But, so I just think those albums, now mind you, once again, it's just my opinion. Who the hell am I? But I just think those albums are harder to push because they have the heavier expectations.
Right.
So I just think Isaiah Rashad he's got to just stay fucking consistent because right now he's doing nothing but hitting home runs.
Yeah, I like his hit. That's why I was asking. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, but he's also got to not fall into the same category as a lot of other cats like Casey Veggies and guys that have came and just had their moment for some reason and just they didn't for whatever reason who knows. But you know, they were kind of here and then they're still around, but then they're not as prominent as they were before. So I don't know. Maybe Kendrick leaving opens up room and budget for that.
True, but I don't know.
Who knows what the situation is, and that's always the hard part because we really don't know what it is over there.
They could be selling off.
Yeah.
Or could be selling
one of those. Hey, youngin, we're gonna put you in this system. Yeah, we're gonna give you some run. But sit around for a couple of years, really watch what these other guys do, and then when it's their time to step away and do other things, it's you. Could be that.
Possibly. But they might sell
it. Like you
that's
said.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They might sell it off or something.
It's weird to know. Yeah, it's so weird to know. It's weird to know with industry shit. Because it's like it's not based on what it should be based on. It's not based about like, no, that motherfucker's just really hot in the street right now. It ain't, man, they will make you hot if it means they can sell some shit. So but it's that microwave McDonald's syndrome.
I think we ought to play another song. Yeah, we get into more of this music, right? That's what this is about, right?
We're going to talk about music and marketing for it. Yeah, play the song. People want to hear
it, so play the song. I know how Jesse can get. Jesse can go on about
it. Oh, yeah, we can talk music all day.
Subject. Exactly, yeah. So, that's why I said earlier, I keep them grounded. I keep them humble, keep them. Irk the Jesse. But we're gonna
leave a message. I'll get back to you.
Right.
But this is Third Eye again. This is Katana Dedan.
Yeah.
And she's our artist of the week, and it's been amazing so far. So continue on with this. Listening to this excellence that you have coming through your speakers right now. So here we go. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to continue this conversation. Hold on.
Honorable mention.
Nobody's serving, they playing off on the surface because they don't want you to see what's real. But I keep my third eye open to this surface. Get right, I just spark days. This life for the
smart place. No time to sit stargaze. Every mission full of good intentions. Build my interest as I build inventions. Ignorant niggas never killed a vision. Get it with us, so you just against it. Can't nobody stop my stride. Think I'm on one and you got that right. I'ma go nuts if you tryna slow up my books. You don't wanna see my bad side. Cause I done been through it. Enough for me to see what you're doing. Don't need your influence. I'm just tryna drive no swerve. I ain't tryna ride no curves. You just tryna work my nerves.
Perfect drove. Seen it, it hurt it all. Ooh, I know so many bitches like you. Monkeys see what monkeys do. Never had your own point of view. You let your life deceive you. You can't never tell the truth. What your lying ass? Always on the phone with your crying ass. Always doing songs just to hide your hands. But the world don't hold just to find a man. And you still ain't found one yet. Had the chance to build one from the ground up yet. Swallow them pills up while you're drowning that. Whenever I'm real, why you always sound upset?
Nobody's perfect, they play it off on the surface. But they don't want you to see what's real. Cause when they cover it blown, that's when they don't have.
All the time, hate to see me ride, see it in your eyes. Bitches act like they so perfect. Bitches treat you like you so worthless. Acting like mine, they so perfect. You can keep trying, it don't hurt it. Put loose all in the church service. Tell the truth, they get so nervous. Everybody got they skeletons. Don't wanna go through the hell again. But you just acting so pure. Acting like you ain't never been through trenches before. Bitch, you deserve an award. I know your past dirty, me past dirty. You acting flirty, then acting churchy. Acting for forgiveness like your ass is worthy.
I'm just perfect, y'all. Ain't it hurt at all? Ooh, I love so many bitches like you. Fucking say what monkey do. Never had your own point of view. You let your life be fair. You don't ever try to
tell the truth. Claim the devil. Since my youth, couldn't tame a rebel. Execute you if you came to metal. Bang a metal, but you came to settle. Maintaining my level, I'm letting it roll. You can't embellish, I'm setting new goals.
Nobody ever knows a girl like you don't have no soul.
Nobody's perfect, they play it off on the surface, but they don't want you to see what's real. Cause when they cover, it's blown. That's when they don't have a flash on. How the weapon that they keep to feel.
Nobody's perfect,
nobody. They play it off on the surface, but they don't want you to see what's real. But I keep my third eye open to the surface, perpetrating like they really give no fuck out to see.
Yo, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh,
there you go.
On. Okay, shit. Yeah. My bad. Yeah. I apologize. So, well, I've got this new microphone because this is my first week broadcasting from my house, and I forgot to hit the little mute button on the top of the mic there. I apologize. Anyways, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. And that was Third Eye by Katana Dedan, and what a fucking banger. Like, for real. Like,
oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Me and Jesse both, we just sit there just kind of beatboxing back and, you know, right in our chairs here, just kind of bop, bop, moving around, do that chair dancing a little bit, you know, a little two-stepping without moving our feet, you know.
You gotta enjoy it.
I love that shit, man. That was awesome. That was awesome.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that joint was it was produced by Big Jeff out in Minnesota. He's a dope ass producer. He did a lot of work with my homeboy Carnage the Executioner, and he has some bangers. But he sent me this, and it's on his honorable mention. Mixtape is on Bandcamp. I mean, I really basically just freestyled that shit. You know, like I would just like freestyle a little something and just come back and, you know, that's how I chopped it up. So, because that shit just came to me. I mean, he knew exactly what track to send to me.
It's beautiful when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it just comes together like that.
It makes life so much easier.
Right.
Yeah.
Really? Hell yeah.
You know, I grew up around, you know, with a lot of women in my family, you know what I'm saying? And I saw my mom get judged a lot. I grew up going to the church, and judgment, and that's really what the song is about. Like, you know what I mean? People judging other people for whatever reason, when ain't nobody perfect anyway. So, mind your business, you know what I mean? Basically.
Stay in your lane.
Mind your business. Back up and mind your business.
Right.
Drink water. Mind your business.
Better back the fuck up before you get smacked the fuck up.
No, see, you don't even got to smack them no more. This is what you tell them. Look in the mirror and smack the shit out yourself. There you go. That's what you need to smack you. You need to smack yourself. But shit, okay. I don't know. I'm a bit dumbfounded on this show because, well, you know what? Let's talk about. So you have a very unique circle of artists that you mingle with.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Oh man, you know what I'm saying? Like that all came about, you know, with Carnage, you know, Carnage the Executioner. Like I met him like probably 2007, and I just thought he was just dope. I was always trying to get in Hecatomb, you know what I mean? Like I'm like, how can I be down, you know what I mean? So, you know, I got into Hecatomb like I think 2009 was when I got up in there. And you know, I met like some really amazing artists, you know what I mean? I mean, Capacity and me did an album together. He's in Hecatomb, you know, Dane Cool and me have a track together. He's in Hecatomb and we've been, you know, on tour with Carnage together, you know, Just Wolf, you know what I'm saying? He was on the album with Capacity, like we intermingle. It's also like this punk rock, you know, group called Gorilla Ghosts that I've done some tracks with. They are just crazy. It's just an amazing fusion of music, like, you know. So, I mean, I've had the opportunity to work with some dope artists. And, I mean, she's not in it now, but Desdemona was in Hecatomb at one time, and we have a track together. So it's like I've intermingled with different artists in the crew and just, you know, made some fire-ass shit. I'm very proud of what we've worked on together and what we've done. But it did really start with, you know, me meeting Carnage. You know, he was a big, like a mentor to me. You know what I mean? I learned a lot from that man. For real.
Like, I haven't had the privilege. I messaged you that. Like, I haven't had the privilege to meet Carnage the Executioner yet, but that man is like, he's like an enigma in the game almost, because it's like, he is one of them really undeniable talents. Because it's just like, he's doing something totally different than everybody. And it's just like, okay, damn, talk about a one-man band. Like, really?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot from, you know, mostly like, you know, just stage presence, being loose on stage, you know, because I was always like real just cool. I was always like laid back on stage. You know what I mean? Like I'll be saying some real hood ass shit, but I'll be laid back to the motherfucker then. And I just learned how to like just let myself go a little bit, because I was a little afraid of that before, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I mean, he really opened that up for me, you know what I mean? Because watching him, he just be going crazy. So it just inspired you to do some crazy shit, you know what I mean?
Nah, I'm laughing. I ain't mad at that. Because it's true.
Yeah.
Like, when you see somebody that's free on stage and, like, it it changed. It really does. Like, it makes you rethink your whole life story as an artist. And I've seen there's only probably I can count on one hand artists that I've seen perform that have an energy that makes you really like, well, what the fuck are they on? Like, whatever it is, I'm trying to get some of that because I want to move people like that. So, yeah. And that's what I mean, like, I think you and everybody in your circle, you guys have that in one way or the other. That's what I admire about. Because ironically, how I met you was through Danku. And it was like a degree of separation because he hooked me up with, I'm forgetting the promoter's name, and I really apologize that I've reached your name. I just haven't mentioned it in a long time. But he's the one who connected me with her. And that's how
was
I met
it
you.
Bianca?
Yeah, Bianca. I apologize, Bianca. I mean, zero disrespect. It's just, I used to hit the head a lot. I used to play football when I was younger. Don't mind me. I just noticed that, like, anybody I've run into that's a part of that circle in some way, it's something different about you guys. And I mean in a good way because there's no – it's almost like you guys got to stand next to each other because there's very few that can stand next to you, if that makes sense.
Oh, damn.
Makes sense to me. But,
that's what's up. Well, one of the things about putting together, like, Hecatomb and Artists and Hecatomb was, like, Carnage, like, just want everybody to be good people. You know what I mean? Like, you can spit. You can go, hard. You know what I'm saying? You got to have, the metaphors and analogies and shit, but you got to be a good person, too. You know, you can't be an asshole out here.
There's a lot of them.
Right. So that's not a good fit. You know what I mean?
I got a question. In all of your career right now, what's been your most memorable moment?
You know what? It's probably like I had an album release and I had Rod Digger come through.
Oh, wow.
For the album release. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? She chilled at the crib. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she is just a cool-ass person, but she tore that shit down. For real. I never seen so many guys, like, just going crazy over a female rapper before. They was, like, losing their shit. Because, I mean, she a legend. She got just bars for days. So I think that's probably in my career that was memorable because I actually am still connected to her, you know what I'm saying? And, we still cool, so. But meeting her and, like, just asking her questions and shit, that was cool because it was, like, a time in my life, like, the 90s, where it was, like, these female rappers, Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Eve, Charlie Baltimore, The Brat, all these different female artists, but Rod was just hard as fuck, She just had bars for everybody. So it was just different, So I just always respected that.
Yeah, still do.
Yeah.
Still do.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
She's still going.
Yeah.
Still doing Prague. And that's what I admire, just still doing Prague in Sweden. And like,
right.
How? Can I do that when I grow up? I want to do that when I grow up. Like, I did the Japan thing, but that was just one time, and I was lucky just to be in the right crowd. But, like, she forever globetrotting, getting book and headlining herself. She's not going with nobody else.
Nah, so, that's all her.
Yeah, so, like, Rod don't get her, she does not get her roses on the level. That's another artist that just doesn't get the props or the recognition.
Oh, no.
On the level that she deserves, because that's another shit. If you don't like her, can you out rap her? Like,
right? Hell no.
I mean, shit. This is the only female in Flip Mode Squad. No, I'm not thinking. Yeah, you're not fucking with
nah.
her. I'm just saying. There's a reason why.
That's a lot of smoke. Yeah. That's a lot of smoke right there.
Shit. But that makes sense, though. That makes sense that you are inspired by Rod Digger, though.
Yeah.
I think it's the correct energy, you know. That, I mean, because you embody a lot of that yourself, so that makes so much sense to me.
Well, I mean, you know, it was a few people. You know, I did like, you know, Lil' Kim, you know what I'm saying? But I also like Bahamadia, or, you know what I'm saying, Sweet Tea. I used to like Sweet Tea back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was influenced by everybody, really, you know what I mean? 357, Hope Town 357, all of everybody kind of influenced me a little bit, because any female rapper that came out, like, I was just paying attention. I wanted to know what she was about. I was getting albums, you know what I mean, like singles, whatever I could, just to listen to stuff. So I was always into everybody, and I think they all kind of, like, even Sister Soulja, you know what I mean? She had her little album, and I was inspired by that. Yo-Yo, you know, like a lot of female rappers really inspired me. So I can't really say, like, a couple, but, you know, actually meeting somebody who, like, I played they shit over and over and over and over like that, and getting to tell me how much they inspired me, that was some powerful shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, you would have probably did better than me, because I would have still been like, do you know who you are? I would have been that guy. you know who you are, right? Do you know who you are? Like,
no, you know, she cool, so it's not like she got a complex or some shit. Like, she get out and walk around and shit. Like, she just a, you know, cool, down-to-earth person. So it's like approaching her like that wouldn't even feel comfortable. You just feel like chopping it up with her. You wouldn't even feel like talking to her like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, she'll make you feel comfortable.
Good to know. But I still find a way to embarrass myself. That's just, I mean, maybe that's what I like doing. So actually, I know we talked about the Rock and Fusion album. Is that the next project you're dropping, or do you have something else?
I'm actually on an album with this producer named DJ Cassiopeia. And I have a single on her production album, and it's really dope.
Okay.
Her album is dope, but that'll be coming. And then intermingling with that will be the hip-hop beats and rock fusion album. So I'll be doing a little bit of everything.
Is there a title for that yet, or is that still in the works?
It's called Black Rock. Yeah.
Kind of
to the point.
Yeah.
Right, like, it's like just straight to the point. Like, this is what it is, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So it's straight up. But
well,
you'll hear it in the music, because, you know, yeah, that's gonna be some other shit. So I'm excited to put it out. You know.
How many tracks you got on the album?
10 tracks.
10 tracks on it. Hell yeah.
Yep. Nice.
And where are we going to be able to get that album?
I mean, that'll be everywhere when it comes out. So, I mean, I don't have a date, so I want to throw that out there. But I'll be releasing singles within this next month. You know what I mean? So, you'll see.
Hell yeah.
For real.
And if you're listening, people, to be honest, at this point,
shit.
10 tracks is more than y'all deserve. So be thankful that she's actually putting out an album, because, hey, putting out an album now, shit, you lucky if you get a single from a motherfucker every 6 months. She's putting out an album. So please be thankful. That's a lot of work to just to give to y'all in one fell swoop.
Yeah, I mean, I basically freestyled the album, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's a lot of emotion in it, you know? I really had a lot to say about these topics in particular, you know what I mean? Because it spans a lot of things, whether it's, you know, the texture of a black woman's hair or, you know, it being hard to love people who are in your life. I mean, it spans a lot of different topics, you know what I mean? So it's a really emotional, like, thing for me, you know what I mean? That's why it's like it has to be right before it's presented, you know what I mean?
No, I see. I agree. Yeah.
I think it's better that way, you know, when there's, you know, the more passion that you can hear in the music and stuff like that and the emotion behind it, like the more captivating it is to me, you know?
Right. Yeah, I think
and
so
as artists, we got to live with it. Like, and that's what a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I got to live with, I mean, that's why it's taking me so long to put out whatever I'm putting out next, and that's been the biggest argument. I have to live with this. Once it's out there, it's out there. I can't go, oh, let me take it back and I can do that. But you can't.
Right.
You know, and that's and so there's always those, man, especially when you get some, I don't even have a word for this. When you get some, I guess, maturity and experience in the music game, you realize how many things you could have, I won't say missed up, but there's things you could have capitalized on.
Right.
And now you're looking back at it with experience. So when I hear someone say it's got to be right, I understand exactly what you're talking about because at the end of the day, it's still an expression of yourself. So be as anal as you need to be.
because
20 years from now, that's their only impression.
Right.
And the way music is going, most of us who are putting out music now, we probably won't even get our love till we're down there fucking 70 because people just won't catch it.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's true.
I don't want nobody to pick up on something I put out and be like, what the fuck, like. Like,
right.
I don't have kids, but say if I ever did, right? I don't want my grandkids to be like, Brandon, what the fuck was you talking about? What was this? What was ink, ink, ork, ork? What does that mean back then? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because Future got hella kids. I can't imagine what his grandkids are going to be like, okay, this is what Granddad did? Like, okay.
this is what Granddad talked about. This is
why we have this wealth, because this? Because I mean, everything's a cycle, so by that time, the thing is, 20 years from now, like, I feel like educated music will be back in style because it's all a cycle, and we're just in that we're in the fuck the police era again of music. It's just a new generation of it. So by that time, conscious rap, there it goes. Fuck it, I don't know why I'm mixing my words, but conscious rap, I feel like will be back in play. So I can't imagine, but his grandkids, I would love to be a fly on the wall for that. For him to try to explain mumble rap to his grandkids.
No, there's no explanation. Nah.
Okay.
But I do listen
I'm
to Future.
Just,
I ain't gonna bullshit. I do listen to Future. Hey, you got some. It's ignorant music. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. I listen to Future when he tries. And I've said this in the studio before, and everybody laughed at me. But for me, I feel like there's a difference. There's like, okay, I need this bag right quick. Let me just go in here and just say what I need to say that rhymes. Like what he did on the Black Panther soundtrack, the song he got with Kendrick and J-Rock. Like,
yeah,
that was for the check. You took that opportunity. I would have shot you and stepped over your dead body to get on that soundtrack. You did that. I'm just being real. Let's be real. We're talking about probably the biggest soundtrack in the history of our generation, movie wise, and that's what you did on it.
That's what he did.
That's what he said. So that Future, I can't stand. But I love the Future when he's I love Future when he's trying.
Right.
And that
I know what you're saying.
But, you know, yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying. So, yeah. Because that's a different sound.
Well, speaking of that, okay. Let's jump on that. So, out of all the new shit that's out, right? Who's popping right now, in your opinion? Who's hot? Who's dope?
I don't know. That's a.
I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's up to whoever. That's up to whoever's listening. You know what I'm saying? I mean, popping. I mean, that's a lot of different people. I don't necessarily like them. You know what I mean? But or their music.
Right.
I'll say their music because I mean I might like them as a person, but not necessarily their music.
Right.
So I don't know.
That
you know
is
what
a
mean?
Very diplomatic answer. I appreciate it. I'm going to let you off the hook.
I mean, I'm not.
We're going to go to another
I'm not trying to be. No, I'm not trying to be like that, but it's like, you know, everybody has their own opinion about popping. I don't really, like, pay attention to that. It's whether or not I like the music, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
If I like
right.
it, then I'm going to play it, you know what I mean? And if I don't, then I'm not listening to that shit. So, but, you know, we all
okay,
know
so
who's getting money.
Right.
Yeah,
man, it's a lot of companies getting money that don't make sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense, but it don't make sense. But
right.
So now this is just a personal question for me. What is your creative process?
I mean, it really depends. You know, I could like if I really like feeling something. Like, I have to hurry up and start just recording whatever it is that I'm thinking of because I won't have time to write it down. But sometimes, like,
right.
if I'm really, yeah, but if I'm really, like, I want to be more intricate with something or it's more conceptualized, then I'll sit down and write it out more, you know. But it really depends, you know.
So it's really the vibe that catches you in that moment, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, because right. I produce, too. So, like, I've made beats and they, like, stopped and just exported it and hurried up and just recorded it.
Right. Yeah, because if you miss that yeah. moment, it's gone. That's a hard thing. Even if you voice record it, you might not never find whatever that was again.
Yeah.
I've done that a time or two. I'm guilty as hell of that, like. Okay. She's stumping me, Jeremy.
She's stumping
really,
you.
She's really hitting me. Yeah, she's giving me the. She's actually answering the questions. Like, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to get people to actually answer the questions. It's like, hey.
With an intelligible answer, like, anyway.
Yeah.
With an intelligible, you know, answer. You know, they can answer the question, but. What the fuck did you say? that's how it happens sometimes.
Oh, well, shit.
But
here's the one question I should have asked from the gate. Where the hell did you get the name Katana the Don from?
Okay, so my name is Tana. Well, actually, Tana Bahi. My name is Swahili, and it means aware. But everybody, you know, has always called me Tana. And
okay.
So when I start rapping and stuff, then people would be like, this dude, I don't know who these dudes was, but they just started calling me Katana. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, okay, I like that. You know
right.
what I mean? Because it's like when I was younger, this dude, he said, you cool-ass Tana. You know, I'm going to call you Cat. So at first my name was Cat. You know what I mean? K-A-T, like that. But then they start calling me Katana. I'm like, well, it's basically the same thing, just, you know, stretched out.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, and I mean, I love weapons. Like, my dad always, I was in the martial arts, like, young. You know, my dad has a brown belt in Taekwondo. I didn't stay in Taekwondo that long. But once I hit puberty, I was out of Taekwondo. But I always like martial arts and, you know what I'm saying, and weapons, you know, just, you know, knives especially. So it just fit me, you know.
That's a different kind of answer. I don't think anybody's answered that with, I'm into martial arts and this, you know, and all that, you know. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And I like how you subtly... Face, I will cut a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not right. Just the name. Okay.
Well, we've got one more song. I think we play this last song here, and then we start wrapping it up. We're getting close to time here. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. So say we play that, we come back and wrap this up here. This is Let Me Know. So ladies and gentlemen, Let Me Know by Katana Dadon, on air with us tonight. So yeah, stay tuned and we'll finish things up. Here we go.
All these hoes want some respect, right?
All these hoes want some respect, right?
They earn the shit. These bitches, man. I mean, we ain't vibing, you know what I'm saying? Fuck, I need to be where I ain't from. Let me know. Let me know.
You ain't got a lot of kicking with me. You ain't gotta infiltrate, fluctuate with the hating act. Iffy, iffy, that'll make me lose control like Missy. You can miss me with the gossip when you see me dancing. Me, that ain't never how it is though. You don't wanna throw the blows, you just wanna blow the race whistle. I'm so numb, I can't feel no. Hoes coming in my circle with some hustles giving narrow. But let me make the shit clear though. I'm about more than a money motherfucker, I'm a zero. Say a track in a slump, need somebody who can come off the bitch and play the game of their career though. That's me, no fear, ho. I remember when the shit I listened to made me a weirdo. Now this ain't beginner's luck, I'm the winner in the clutch. I'm the one you motherfuckers need to cheer for.
If I'm feeling like I'm feeling, let me know. If I just stop fucking with you, let it go. We ain't vibing, you ain't riding like me though. Why should I resort to violence, I'm a punk. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, let me know.
Everybody want a bitch to lose when they got us out to choose, so I know it's not mine. Say you not fine, bitch, I ain't got time for you and your snot crying to hit my hotline. Say the song, so it's for your man. I ain't living just to hold your hand. Say some shit like that to a bitch I used to know a long time ago. Ain't talk to the hoe again. And I can call her a hoe cause she was one. I can never play the role of a dum-dum. She can close up, maybe we can toast up. If you wasn't always exposed and come from. That ain't how you get a man if you want one. That ain't how you make a plan for the come up. You a numbskull, give a nigga numb nuts. Love cool bitches, but I hate dumb feelings.
If you're feeling like I'm feeling, let me know.
Let me know.
If I do stop fucking with you, let it go. We ain't vibing, you ain't riding like me though. Why should I resort to violence? I'm a pro.
I'm a pro.
If you're feeling like I'm feeling, let me know. If I do stop fucking with you, let it go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. And let me tell you, I feel like we should have started with that song. Right? Like that shit was...
Hey, fuck around. Fuck around and find out, though.
I'm glad we saved that for... I'm glad that was the last one, But I wish we had started with that at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that motherfucker was...
It's a grimy. It's a little grimy.
Yeah,
thank you, man. The homeboy Breeze produced that from 4Pro Audio. Like, he sent me the track, and, like, I didn't get to it for a minute. And then one day I just was like, I heard that shit, and it hit me. You know what I mean? So he mixed it and everything, you know what I mean? Like, he's a beast on the tracks, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that was a simple one, you know what I mean? Just some braggadocious bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm going to fuck the track up, you know what I'm saying? Put me on
there. Sometimes you got to talk your shit. You got to talk your shit sometimes. It's by right. I think it's just by right. You deserve the right to talk your shit. Why not?
Right.
Ooh, yeah, that's good shit. I mean, that might be the theme song for the rest of my week. I ain't gonna lie.
No shit. Like, seriously, like, I wanna put that on my motorcycle and fucking crank that shit up, because my shit's loud on my bike, and like, I could see me cruising around on, you know, just jamming to that. Everybody looking at me like, what the fuck?
You got some subwoofers on there?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. There's some. I got some 6x9s, with a 200 watt amp, in the front fairing thing. So this thing thumps. It really does. And,
yeah.
I got a buddy of mine that is gonna put. We're gonna put two subs, in my saddlebags, because they're plastic.
Damn.
They're the hard bags. So we're gonna put two down there too, and. You know, just attach them to the amp that I already got in there and everything, and just hook it all up. And yeah, it's gonna be jamming. I like it.
Hell yeah, that's gonna bang. That do bang though. That bangs. That bangs for
that,
real.
That song is that I like, man. Just what was it? We ain't vibing. You ain't riding with me though. Like,
you ain't riding like me though. What do you mean to say?
Exactly. I love that shit. That was nice. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Thank
you, yeah.
Man.
So let everybody know where they can find you. You know, what are your socials? You know, like, you know, what do we need to be looking out for? Yeah.
You can, like, hit me up on my website, just katanadadon.com, or, I mean, basically just hit the Googles, katanadadon. Twitter, Katana the Don, Instagram, whatever. So just reach out. Hit me up.
Yeah.
Out Spotify, SoundCloud,
whatever. While that,
I said spell that out for him, please.
Yeah, it's KatanaDadon. You know what I'm saying? Katana the Don. Straight like that.
Hell yeah.
So now y'all have no excuses. There's zero excuses.
Yeah. I'm already following you on Facebook, you know, just ever since the show started here. I've like, GTD, we're gonna follow her and stay up with what she's doing. Fuck yeah.
That's what's
up. Now when you release the rock album, could you please come back and review that? With us,
Cool.
Yeah. I'm excited
exactly
about that.
Look, I know exactly which ones I'll bring too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah. I wanna hear some rock infused rap. Like I'm down for this.
Well, nah, it's not rap though.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No.
It's hip hop,
style beats, but they rock infused. They have
'80s
and '90s rock, like, you know what I mean, kind of like a Blink 182 kind of guitar on them. You know what I mean, stuff like that. But it's not rap though.
Okay, I misunderstood what I thought it was just, you know, when you said fusion, but I see what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you got like hip hop bass line or whatever, but then, you know, you've got some, you know, like some guitar over top. I got you. Okay,
yeah.
That's still gonna sound. That's still gonna be dope as shit though.
I think you'll like it, man. For sure.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. We'll definitely have to, you know, when that comes out, you know, reach out to Jesse or myself, you know, and, you know, we'll make sure we get you, you know, back on the show here. Definitely.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I mean, this was a cool-ass conversation, you know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling, you know what I mean? Chopping it up. It's not, you know, you're not asking me no weird-ass questions.
No, it's not like that. I mean, me and Jesse are completely total. I mean, which you know Jesse already, but I mean, like, I'm completely chill, laid back. Ain't none of this shit scripted. I don't have nothing that I go by. I, you know, it's just whatever, you know, pops off the top of the head, you know, so... I'm not tonight, but usually I'm kicking back and I'm drinking a little bit, you know, while these shows are going on. That's kind of just what
me
I do.
Me too.
Yeah, so, you know, it's, yeah, totally, you know, flying by the seat of the pants, you know.
Yeah.
This was absolutely incredible. I want to thank you so much. I know how precious time is to an artist. So, you know, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of, you know, all the things that you got going on in your life, you know, to give us, you know, just about 2 hours of your time. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, holding a phone to your ear for that long is, you know, annoying, or maybe you got it on speakerphone or something. I don't know. But, you know, like, I understand that's annoying. There you go. So, like, but I sincerely appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, no, thank y'all for, you know what I'm saying, put me on, you know what I mean? I mean, I got a lot of respect for Jesse. It was nice meeting you, man, you know what I mean? So I'll definitely
absolutely. Yeah, man, I thank you so much. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, you know. We're just trying to give people, you know, a leg to stand on and, you know, let people tell their story. That's what this show is all about. And, you know, you have an amazing story, and I'm so excited and happy and thrilled that, you know, he booked you on here, and, you know, we've got to, you know, get a little part of you, you know, so it's awesome. Thank you.
Well, no problem, man. You know what I mean? Thank y'all. You know what I'm saying? You're making me blush. I'm black as hell.
But yeah, when this I don't know what's going on with this COVID thing, but as soon as they get this thing figured out, man, we definitely need to get back and I need to come out there and fuck with y'all. You need to get out there and fuck with me a little bit. You gotta get that circuit back moving again.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it's clearing up a little bit. We'll be able to do that soon.
Hopefully,
you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Because
they definitely fucking up my tour money. So.
Well, I want to get an invite to this little meetup. I'm just throwing that out there, you know, because I'm gonna come fuck with both of you.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You're more than welcome.
Hell yeah,
especially when we go to Colorado. Yeah, okay, let them know. That's what I'm about to bring up. You know.
Yes, we have to. Yeah, I mean, but a little something.
Well, we've got 2 minutes left here, and again, I just want to say thank you so much for giving us your time and being on the show with us, and we absolutely can't wait to have you on again. This is absolutely incredible. What a great show, and you're just an absolutely incredible person, so, you know, this was awesome. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam. You know what I'm saying? All right. I'll be back.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I wish you a...
I thought your guitar was dope. I told you she was dope.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you weren't lying. You weren't lying. I just want to wish you a wonderful weekend, and we will definitely talk to you soon, okay?
All right, for real. Like, hit me up.
Okay, we certainly will.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, y'all.
You too. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye. Hey. Wow. Man, you wasn't lying, man. You wasn't lying. You said it was going to be a great show. You said it was going to be an awesome conversation, and it absolutely was, man. Just knocked it out of the park. This was incredible. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Oh, yeah. Wait till next week. We got my man Chucho from Topeka, Kansas. This boy, he plays the talk box. So that's going to be fun, too.
Hell yeah.
I knew you would like this one because it had the rock element, but I know we got to get the hell up out of here. But it's always good talking to you, Jay Boogie, and
hell yeah.
Party go.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening in. I hope you're going out there and you're following Katana to Dawn now and keeping up with what she's going to be doing. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say thank you. Good night. And please keep your hearts open and your radios up. Good night, everybody.
Good night.